This is Dabu7, and it looks like this feud between Elon and Trump is back on. And of course, they take it public out here on social media, with Elon attacking the big beautiful bill, or the big ugly bill as I call it, because of the increased amount of debt that's thrown in it. He does not mention, however, anything to do with AI. None of them will or have. No one in Senate, in the House, no one spoke a word about this. And I guess when they read it out loud, they did that part off camera, because there's not been a single word about it. It's the most tyrannical thing, and they're about to push it through all the way, which is not good. Well, this little feud here has the reporters asking Trump if he would deport Elon. He makes some very curious comments, like leaves the door open to doing so, and that he's going to sic Doge on him, and it's going to be the monster to come back and eat Elon. Like, that's where we're at with all this. And threatening to, basically, well, the threat's kind of open to get him out of here. But it just seems like it's petty back and forth. I'm going to play this clip. Join me for the live streams.
I don't know. I think we'll have to take a look. We might have to put Doge on Elon. You know what Doge is? Doge is the monster that might have to go back and eat Elon. Wouldn't that be terrible? He gets a lot of subsidies, Peter. But Elon's very upset that the EV mandate is going to be terminated. And you know what? When you look at it, not everybody wants an electric car. I don't want an electric car. I want to have maybe gasoline, maybe electric, maybe a hybrid, maybe someday a hydrogen. If you have a hydrogen car, it has one problem. It blows up, you know? So I'm going to give that one to Peter. I'm going to let Peter test it out. The hydrogen cars, and when they blow up, it's serious. They find you 5 blocks away.